It's Friday, April 12th, AD 2024. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Halima and her three children are part of a group of Somali Christians in Mombasa, Kenya, who face persecution, reports International Christian Concern. After she left her Muslim faith to follow Christ in 2012, she kept her faith secret for 5 years. Following her baptism in 2017, her Muslim husband Osman and other family members discovered that she had left Islam. Osman divorced Halima, forcing her to move to another part of Mombasa. Despite living discreetly, Halima's Christian activities were uncovered. In May 2023, their home was targeted twice by Muslim assailants, though they were unsuccessful. They accused Halima of leading Muslims astray and labeled her a, quote, Christian crusader, end quote. The combination of unemployment and ongoing harassment left Halima struggling to provide for her children. Consequently, they were forced to drop out of school earlier this year due to unpaid fees. When International Christian Concern learned about Halima's case in October 2023, they provided the funds to send her kids back to school. Halima said, quote, "My children had no hope of continuing with school for this year. I kept trusting God, and He surely came through for me," end quote. She asks that you pray that more Somali Muslims come to faith in Christ. In John 3:3, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In addition to praying for their conversion, you can provide funds to help other persecuted Christians like Halima through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A video of an anti-Israel activist in Dearborn, Michigan, prompted Muslims to chant "Death to America" and "Death to Israel" in their Arabic language. Last Friday, Tarek Bazzi, who is associated with the Hadi Institute, gave a speech at an International Al-Quds Day rally, an annual pro-Palestinian event held on the last Friday of Ramadan.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth."
As it turns out, Bazzi has a history of espousing violent rhetoric, reports Fox News. Back in 2021, he can be heard using violent rhetoric towards Israel and Jewish people while speaking to a group of protesters. He said, quote, "Understand what these slogans mean. From the river to the sea means the absolute annihilation of the Zionist regime. It is absolute evil. It is a cancer in the Middle East and in the world. There is no way to deal peacefully with such an entity," end quote. Listen to the encounter that Fox News reporter Hillary Vaughn had with Democratic Muslim Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan when she asked for the Congresswoman's reaction to the "Death to America" chant in her district.
Congresswoman Tlaib,
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting "Death to America." Do you condemn?
Talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of "Death to America"?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting "death to America"? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not listen to me, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is "death to America" racist? Is chanting "death to America" racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes.
By contrast, the White House condemned the "death to America" chant in Dearborn, Michigan. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary.
We will condemn any violent rhetoric. And we've been very consistent about denouncing that type of rhetoric. Any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce.
O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died, according to his family, reports ABC News. He was 76. On June 12, 1994, Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, were brutally stabbed to death outside of her home in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Brentwood. Within days, police announced their intention to arrest the former football star for the murders. 5 days after the killings, 95 million Americans watched as Simpson's white Ford Bronco, with longtime friend Al Cowlings at the wheel and Simpson in the back seat with a handgun threatening to kill himself, led police on a 60-mile, low-speed televised chase through Los Angeles that lasted 2 hours. Simpson ultimately surrendered to police and stood trial for the murders. In October 1995, after 11 months from jury selection to verdict, Simpson was acquitted. Though he was acquitted on the criminal charges, the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman filed a civil suit against Simpson. Simpson was ordered to pay a total of $33.5 million in damages. Despite years of efforts, the families were only able to collect from Simpson a fraction of the damages the jury awarded. And finally, on Wednesday, April 10th, abortion-free New Mexico volunteers documented two abortion-related injuries on the same day at the University of New Mexico Center for Reproductive Health Abortion Mill. This is the eighth abortion injury documented there since abortion-free New Mexico launched the Daily Sidewalk Prayer Initiative, No Sidewalk Without the Savior, in April 2022. The first abortion injury occurred at 2:30 p.m. A fire engine, police car, and two ambulances were photographed on site, and a woman was wheeled out of the abortion mill on a gurney and placed in an ambulance. Shockingly, the second abortion injury was documented just an hour and a half later at 4 p.m. Both women were taken to a local emergency room after having likely experienced a botched abortion injury. First and second trimester abortions are performed up to 6 months of pregnancy at this location. Tara Shaver with Abortion Free New Mexico said, quote, "Abortion at any stage of pregnancy is a brutally violent act. Precious unborn children pay the ultimate price with their lives. But many times, as documented twice on Wednesday, women sustain life-threatening injuries because abortions are incredibly invasive and unnatural," end quote. She added that pro-abortion advocates, quote, "do not care about women's health. They just demand unrestricted abortion, regardless of the life-threatening consequences," end quote. In Proverbs 6:17, we learned that one of the seven things that God hates are the hands that shed innocent blood. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, April 12th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.